Hi, and thanks for joining us here at WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's Tuesday morning. The time is 9:04, and I'm Jim O'Hara. A federal judge ruled yesterday that Iowa's immigration law making illegal reentry a state crime cannot be enforced.
U.S. District Judge Stephen Locher wrote Iowa's immigration law is unconstitutional and conflicts with federal immigration laws. The law is now on hold pending further court proceedings. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd says she's disappointed in the decision and plans to appeal it. The law would allow state officials to arrest and deport immigrants who were previously deported or denied entry to the U.S. It was set to take effect July 1st. The U.S. Department of Justice and Iowa Migrant Movement for Justice filed two lawsuits in May seeking to block the law from being enforced. Emma Winger with the American Immigration Council says the court was right to block the law because it could have subjected some immigrants with permanent legal status to arrest and deportation. I'm Katerina Sestarek, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather: heat advisory until 8 p.m. tonight. Mostly sunny today, breezy, high near 93 with heat index values as high as 100. Overnight, mostly clear, low around 75. For Wednesday, Juneteenth, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny, gusty winds, and a high near 91. Coming up on Think, researchers are diligently gathering data about near-death experiences to better understand the thin line between life and death. The phenomenon of near-death experiences has been around since ancient times and could offer insight into how we understand consciousness. That's at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK.